Hello, and welcome to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast, powered by Jetro and Associates. Get ready for another action-packed episode from our team that will help you save time, taxes, and keep more money in your pocket.
Hello, small business owners, and thanks for tuning in to the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast. My name is Mike Jezoschek. I'm a CPA and founder over at Jetro and Associates. Today's episode is going to be about owner draws and dividends for small business owners. Now, this is a topic that we get asked a lot about, especially during tax time. For the purpose of this podcast episode, this is going to be directly related to S corporations or sole proprietors, single member LLCs, setups like that, not C corporations. So just consider that as we're going through this. If you're a C corporation, you can kind of check out this episode. But for all my other business owners, this is going to be relevant for you. S corporations, sole proprietors, single member LLCs, etc. So many people believe that when they pull money out of their business bank account, they get taxed on only that amount, only the amount that they're actually pulling out of the business bank account. However, with an S corporation or sole proprietor, they are considered flow-through entities or pass-through entities. So no income tax is paid on the company level. Instead, it is all paid for on the personal level. So there's no corporate income tax with these setups. It all flows through to your personal tax return, and that's where you pay taxes. Now, the amount of income tax that you pay is based on the profit of the business. Again, the amount of income tax that you pay is based on the profit of your business. So if your business profits $100,000, your taxable amount would be $100,000, regardless of what you took out of the business bank account for yourself personally. If your business profits $100,000 and you take out $40,000 just to transfer to your personal account, you still report taxable income of that $100,000, the amount that you profited. Now, again, if your business profits $100,000 and you take all of it out personally, you would still report that taxable income on $100,000, regardless of what you take out. So the key thing to know here is that you pay taxes based on profit of the business, not how much you take out in owner draws or dividends. Now, owner draw and dividends are not expenses to the business, which is why when you take those funds out of the business bank account, it does not lower your business income. Key thing to note, though, is that when you take those funds out, you also are not separately taxed on them. So that would be double taxation. You are just taxed on the profit, not on the amount that you actually take out in the form of an owner's draw or dividends. So as a wrap-up, owner draw and dividends for pass-through entities do not have an effect on your taxable income. Your taxable income is strictly related to the profit of your business, regardless of what you take out for personal transactions. That's today's episode. Thanks for tuning in to this week's episode. We will continue touching on important items during tax season in the coming weeks. If you enjoy our weekly episodes, please leave a review on whatever platform you might be listening to us on and share with other business owners. If there's a topic that you want us to touch on, shoot me an email. I'd be more than happy to create an episode that, you know, all of our listeners are looking for. Now, we also have a Facebook group that I would love to connect with you in. To join our Facebook group, simply search in Facebook, Small Business Tax Savings, and it'll be a group that pops up and you can simply join and we'll invite you in there. I look forward to seeing you in there and continuing the discussion of our weekly episodes and just kind of expanding on those topics and asking those important questions. Again, thanks for tuning in for another episode. I will see you next week.
This has been another episode of the Small Business Tax Savings Podcast from the team at Jetro and Associates. If you have any questions, feel free to email them, tax@jetrotax.com. We have packages for small business owners starting at just $75 a month. If you enjoyed our podcast, please take the time out to give us a 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you listen. This helps us to bring you useful tips to help you grow your small business. Thanks for listening and have a great day.